is a great topic, ladies and gentlemen, coming into play here, where a lot of folks, and we've been telling you, a lot of people have left New York and are still leaving New York for obvious reasons, and they're heading elsewhere. A lot of them are heading down to Florida, where my next guest comes into play, and his great law firm. He happens to be a partner in the firm of Morin, Hock, and Hamroff, and I'm talking about Greg Ritter. And we're going to talk about the practice, what was set up just a couple of weeks ago. They have locations in around New York City, Garden City, right here in our neck of the woods, and in the great free state of Florida in Fort Lauderdale. Greg Ritter, a partner in the firm, nice enough to give us a couple of minutes. Greg, great having you here.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
I think it's an important conversation because with what you guys are doing now, you now announced just a couple of weeks ago, actually, the expansion of the trust and estates practice. That includes a new domicile planning group to address the issues associated with this growing trend, as I just stated here. So give me a sense of how the firm kind of came about and everything else, the specialty and everything else. But quite frankly, you know, we have a trend of those fleeing the state and everything else, and you guys are very much prepared for it. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, we've been offering this assistance with respect to a change in domicile for many years, but given the increase in the number of calls from clients advising us that they wanted to move to Florida and wanted to know if there's anything special they should be doing along with the seemingly never-ending trend of New Yorkers relocating to Florida, we felt it prudent to be more proactive in our approach. As you just mentioned, Florida has become an incredibly popular state for New Yorkers within the past few years for a variety of reasons. In fact, many refer to Boca Raton and Delray Beach as Long Island South. And we know that New York City and New York State aggressively enforce residency laws, generating substantial revenue from audits. And we wanted to get ahead of the process. Just because a client thinks they moved from New York, it doesn't mean that New York State or New York City will agree. So we identified this need to prevent our clients from being blindsided with a New York City or New York State audit after the move to Florida.
And that is such an important point there because it's about advising clients, right? There are a lot of challenges that one might not know about in claiming a change in residence. And that's an important point here. You know, you could have the possibility, and Greg will expand on this, regarding a residency audit by the state of New York. Let's get to that first, because I was reading about this. I don't think a lot of people are aware of that, Greg.
Not until the audit hits.
Yeah.
I mean, if the move is legitimate, the difficulty lies in proving the move to the auditors. And many people assume that changing their residency is as easy as spending less than 6 months in New York or changing their driver's license and voter's registration. The reality is that tax residency is very complex and involves a number of rules and factors. And the auditors are now auditing based upon what they call a desk audit. So they're sending letters out to people that make moves from New York.
And wow.
There are certain flags that they look for. Obviously, high-income earners are number one. Business transactions in a year during a move. Some people try and capture that transaction after they move to Florida. They say, well, that transaction happened in Florida, didn't happen in New York. So these letters that are sent out are intended initially to flush out certain things that the taxpayer has to provide. And then based on those answers, they may take it to the next step. And they're quite invasive. I mean, the questions that they raise in the audit letter, which they call a non-resident audit questionnaire, they ask, why did you change your status from a resident to a non-resident? They want a list of the employer's name and address and where they carry on their business, trade, profession, and were they associated with other business activities in New York? Did they maintain living quarters in New York, whether they were owned or rented? They even ask if they were rent-controlled, rent-stabilized, whether there was a STAR exemption, whether they had a Manhattan parking exemption. What date did you give up your New York living residence? And depending on those answers, then you may actually have a person digging in. And the audit process is an ugly one. as most of us know from the IRS, but it's very time consuming. And if you don't plan properly, terribly expensive in trying to defend the audit.
That is unbelievable. I didn't even know about that, to be honest with you, about that state audit that could take place. Greg Ritter is letting us know, partner in the Morritt Hawk and Hameroff law firm, with offices in Florida now because of all that's going on, obviously, of course, in the state of New York, Garden City here on the island. But it's about counseling. It's about counseling individuals regarding choice of domicile, you know, and it's got to be properly planned. And you kind of, you know, you guide them. You kind of pave that road for individuals, Greg. In income tax, estate tax purposes, it's very important. I think a lot of people don't address that. And that's why, you know, we're trying to enlighten folks about this. When I heard about this, I wanted to get you on and talk about it because I don't think a lot of people are aware. But it's really about finding the right place and everything else. It has to be properly planned.
Correct.
And that's why
otherwise
it is so
you're blindsided.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it is so important right now. Having known about this myself, you know, as far as residences and everything else in both ends there, you know, people haphazardly make that move. And all of a sudden, you just mentioned a very key word here, and that is being blindsided. Are you looking at an uptick of this going on right now based on the amount of people that have fled?
Yes, the audits, there are thousands of letters that are sent out, and it's a big industry. For New York, obviously, everybody needs the money, but they need the money, really need the money. And yes, we are seeing an uptake. I mean, we've seen the trend of people moving to Florida since 2016, 2017, for the obvious reasons. And now there are different reasons. There are financial reasons. There are political reasons. So we are seeing an uptake, and we wanted to get ahead of it. In the past, as I said, they would come to me for their estate planning and then advise me, they were already a resident. And then I'd start digging into that. And they just went ahead and signed a new will, or they filed what's called the Declaration of Domicile, which is a document you can record with the county in which you're moving to say, I'm now a resident. They get their driver's license, they've registered a vote, but it's not enough. New York is looking at it. They want to make sure it's the real deal. If it's the real deal and you document it, then you have a good chance of surviving the audit. I mean, literally, you need to establish where you are every day during the audit period. And they track this stuff through EasyPass, through SunPass, through credit cards. They have subpoena power, and they will bring everything to bear, and they'll fight you. So if you're prepared before you make the move, it makes it a lot easier. Once you make the move, it's very difficult because you can't create documents. So they have to be legitimate documents, and they're looking at the big picture. Are you relocating your life from New York to Florida? You can still have a Florida presence.
Right.
If you moved your doctors down here and all your contacts down here. And there's a whole laundry list that we give to clients and that we go through. And the more you do, the better off you are. Everybody can't do everything, and some people don't want to give up their New York residence. And if they don't, then we have to be able to establish they really made the move to Florida. And we try to do that ahead of time. And if we're catching up, it's much more difficult.
Fascinating. And that's why the firm, it's, you know, 90 attorneys from what I was reading. It's a full-service commercial law firm, folks. Greg, I think we were founded way back, right? We were founded over 40 years ago. And again, the services, businesses, corporations, individuals. And tell me about the Florida office now, because I think it was set up last year in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes. So I merged my practice into the Morritt Hawk practice about a year ago. I've been in Florida for 40 years.
Wow.
So a year ago, we fully staffed an office here. And our core practice areas include trust and estates, litigation, real estate, commercial lending, and dispute resolution.
Oh, okay. And that's excellent stuff. I know you were in Naples a couple of years ago. You previously opened an office down there in Naples a couple of years ago. But where would folks listening right now who might be somewhat alarmed and saying, you know, maybe we didn't put everything in the proper order, you know, when we got out of New York and everything else? We have a lot of folks that listen on both ends. Where would folks learn a little bit more, Greg?
Well, they can visit our website at moreathawk.com, and there's a lot of information. Thankfully, you're bringing it to the attention of your listeners. But there's quite a bit of information out there, not necessarily the detail that you have to go through and the steps you want to take to establish a Florida domicile. But just by doing web searches, you can get a feel for what's happening, or even print out a copy of the audit questionnaire, which is available online. We'll tell you the initial questions that they're asking. But be prepared. Keep a diary. If you're thinking about moving, you really want to keep a diary of the move, so that most people, when they go to court and they're trying to defend this, they don't have a diary. They bring in supposedly credible witnesses that testify on their behalf, but it's self-serving. So you really need an active diary where you can track where you are in a given day. That's really what they're looking for. And then, again, making moves, and most people don't want to leave their New York doctors. We know how great the New York doctors are, but a lot of the New Yorkers have come to Florida, so we do have great doctors here. They really need to move everything down here, their life.
Yeah.
And go back to New York for the great food.
Yeah, no question about it. I'm just curious regarding violations. Is there leniency of any kind based on that? Give me a sense as far as penalties are concerned here.
Yeah, the penalties are quite severe. I mean, clearly you have interest, and the interest rates, as we know, are quite high right now. Mm-hmm. The leniency is really in the form of waiving, whether they'll waive the penalty, and it's difficult for the penalty to be waived. The penalty can start at 5%. And go up to twice the tax liability. So to abate a penalty, for example, a taxpayer has to act with ordinary business care and prudence in attempting to ascertain his or her tax liability. And in essence, they have to say, hey, we did the best we could. We really weren't trying to rip anybody off, and we just made a mistake. We thought we were a Florida resident. And in that case, they may waive the penalty, which is huge. And if you can't pay it, and many people can't, then there are payout opportunities, and sometimes you can compromise. But it's difficult to do that. And they'll read into somebody. If they feel like somebody took advantage of them, less likely to work with them.
Such an important conversation we're having here, and that's why it is so important to make sure, folks, that, you know, listen, there are a lot of challenges in claiming a change in residence. It's about a plan. It's about challenges to address this in the event of some sort of a residency audit by the state of New York. Very important stuff, what Greg's firm is doing right now. Greg, if you don't mind, my friend, one more time, where folks can get on the website, learn a little bit more, and maybe make a phone call. Very important call.
All right. The website is moreathawk.com. As you mentioned, Jay, there are offices in Garden City, Manhattan, Naples, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And they can contact us through the website. Our information is there.
There you go. And we will keep highlighting this. And anytime you need us, as far as getting a very important word out, you know where to reach me. So we appreciate a couple of minutes with you. Greg Ritter, partner in Moritz Hawk and Hamroth. Very important stuff. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much again. Thanks for having me.